Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com. They want to be down with the
kids. Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Go! Look at this. How about this? Live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, the 2022 Klein's Christmas Party. There's Klein right over there. He's got a shop right over there. Now, you ain't walking in like it's a, you know, department store in Chicago where you can just take whatever you want. There's two cops. Two cops right there. Okay? We ain't doing that today. Okay? Just so you all know.
Strapped.
Yeah.
And strapped they, up.
Oh, we will shoot it out in here. Okay?
And well, we one. Won't.
No,
but
they will.
On that side will be a gunfight.
That's right. That's right. And they're here just in case Klein gets arrested again for the onside kick.
Yeah.
Okay?
That was unfortunate.
Which happened?
That wasn't an onside kick, John. He kicked it over Westheimer.
Right, that's right.
It was the kick off the Christmas party.
Yeah.
It was like, let's kick off the Christmas party. He will kick across Westheimer. So he kicked because he kicked in college. He was at Ohio State and then I think Sam Houston, right? Is that where Marky went?
Yeah, Sam? Went to Sam Houston.
Anyway, he kicks a field goal. He kicks a kickoff over from the Klein's parking lot over Westheimer into like the Mama's Cafe parking lot or whatever's over there. And just so happened a cop was driving by, and the cop turned around, got in into the parking lot, and before we knew it, Mark was literally on the he was literally in the car, in the back of the cop car, and Matt Jackson's running, Mark Klein's been arrested! Mark Klein's been arrested! And then we're like, we had to go out and smooth it out. I think we did it on the air. Like
yeah,
live,
we did.
With a phone.
But the cop was a listener.
Well, it turned out, or he said he was at least.
Yeah,
he was trying to be like, no, this is all a joke. But no, he was really not happy that Mark kicked the football over the highway.
And everybody's running across Westheimer to go get their earrings or whatever it was that morning. And we're going to do it again today. Nick. We gotta set up a barricade of tables. We're gonna do an onside kick in here where everybody just destroys the place. Okay, that'll be so much fun.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. We usually do it where we kick off from one spot and everyone runs and get it, but we don't have a receiving team, so we should have where it's 10 yards and they smash into each other.
Yeah,
like the Battle of the Bastards. Like the gangs of New York,
like a kickoff in the XFL. They're only then they come, they smash it, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
10 yards
yeah, really,
right here.
That's what we should
Let's do.
Do
it. Yeah. We'll have two sides.
Oklahoma
okay?
drill. We got to
let's go.
We can do a lot more in here now.
No, this is fun, and we're at Nick's place. We're inside, and you guys are great. I know I would not have got up this morning. And gotten out in this cold to come here to see me and Lance.
Did you
I
get
can
up
tell you
at,
that right now.
You know what? I got up.
Almost didn't anyway.
I got up at 3:30 just to check. I just want to make sure I'm leaving a little drip going on because the aqueduct guy said, just leave it dripping a couple sides of your house. You'll be fine. I got at 3:30. I'm like, oh! I ran over. I'm like, am I frozen? No. I got water. Just what I need my wife to find out I didn't do something right and the house froze up or something.
because she's so happy with you last night anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So I've heard
apparently
already this
I was
morning.
Supposed to get the Christmas tree down at 11:30 at night, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's a
I'm like, I'm sleeping.
Sorry, and that started a big deal. Anyway, so welcome in. You know what I don't see? That's very disappointing. I don't see one Coors Light out here yet. Let's go. All right.
Isn't that your job?
That is. No, it's Nick's job. Let's get the Coors Lights flying, baby. Buckets. Let's go. Bring
buckets.
Them out.
He's already starting
Sick
with
of these. They're drinking tea. What do you got there? What is that? Yeah. Oh, Irish coffee. That's better. Yeah. Anyway, you're drinking.
I saw him pouring the,
I love it. Okay, maybe I misread the crowd, but we get everything. What is that crap? That is a blue. That we're not doing that today. We're doing Coors Light, and that's it, okay? We ain't doing those crappy beers to ruin the whole party, okay? We're not doing that. So, everybody, Coors Light's for 3 hours on us here at Nick's Place.
You know, Light ever stops advertising with you, you know another beer company can't advertise with you. You slandered everyone so badly.
I've closed it.
Don't want that guy.
I've closed the category.
No one is going to believe it if you try to sell somebody on. This Blue Moon is like, he doesn't believe it.
I ain't believing it. I ain't going to believe it. Anyway, I'll be Coors Light until I die, and I'll live to 100. You see that guy? He said he drinks a Coors Light every day, living to 100?
Yeah.
That's me.
Under.
Yeah, I'm going way under.
Give me my under ticket.
Right.
under ticket.
No, you are absolutely right. Instead of Klein kicking, why don't we have Zach Wilson throwing the onside kick? Because he'll miss everybody.
Yeah, same. It's still going to hit the ground somewhere. Yeah, people have to scramble for it.
Boy, oh boy,
what
oh
a
boy.
Terrible.
Is that, Zach Wilson is the story today in all of sports. I mean, is it not?
I guess, that a bad quarterback played bad in cold
weather?
Well,
that the number two overall pick is done 2 years in.
Yeah, I mean, it's Ryan Leafy, honestly.
It is.
I mean, his Leaf was done after 2 years.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, and it was always
– Joe Munchies was done.
You know, you may remember we talked about him, where I had a real problem with him coming out draft-wise because I remember, you know, he had a big game against University of Houston. When I went and watched tape on him in 2020, I noticed – a lot of stuff was just he was throwing things up, and big receivers were going over small corners.
Well, they were better than everybody too.
Yeah, they were just big boying people down the field. And I'm like, well, that's not real NFL. Like, I get it. You have guys make a play sometime. You give him a chance to make a play, but he's not taking easier throws, and he's trying harder throws. Then I go watch the year before, and it was bad decision making, and it just always felt like it. Beside the fact that the personality was just a little different, it always felt like, boy, that was a real boom bust. So I gave him a boom bust grade because he has some, you know, he can make some little trick throws. But I didn't fall into the little – these guys you see run sideways and throw this way 50 yards in a pro day, when do you do that?
Yeah.
When do you do that? That's not a real football move. Like, that's a trick shot is what we call it. And that's not – like, Aaron Rodgers will do it in a game.
Well, that I remember his pro day – and he threw that one up, and everybody's, oh, look at this.
Did you see what he did with nobody rushing him and not in New York?
And nobody covering?
It's indoors, and
Right.
A bunch of 6'4 Mormon receivers going up high for it?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that YouTube now gets the Sunday tickets? Everybody?
Man.
You know, YouTube getting the Sunday ticket?
Yeah, so the NFL Sunday ticket went to YouTube for $2 billion a year. 7 years, $14 billion. There just is no – DirecTV was $1.5 million, but the NFL has decided with cord cutting is not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. The NFL decided a couple years ago, we are going to make everything streaming because that's the way people are consuming. And so now YouTube and YouTube television and like YouTube Plus or something, I think they want you to to purchase their service. So we'll find out how that works. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but it's just another in a long line of what we're finding out is that sports advertising is what people are willing to spend
on. That's it.
Especially live sports. They will buy the rights and they will buy advertisement on live sports because they know people consume that live. That's not an on-demand product.
Yeah. Did you see who just walked in? Effing Braves guy's here, okay?
Oh,
let's give him a big boo.
I can't work up that much.
No, last year he was wearing that crap when they beat the Astros.
We're the champs.
And then he put on Astros gear this year. I was like, hey, that's BS right there. Last year you rooted for the Braves, and now you're, look, you beat the Phillies. I love you.
Do you care about the Braves?
Yeah, and, hey, good thing. Dansby Swanson left you, okay? Sorry.
Because
his grandpa said
to leave you.
That's right. Oh, you don't care about Dansby now.
Freddie Freeman, Dansby.
Now, as soon as they leave, they're like, we don't need him anyway, right? We don't need him. Yeah, watch. You guys are going to suck. The Mets are going to kill you. You know, I'm convinced.
By the way, John's going to take out personal grievances on most of
on
you.
On everybody
in here
today.
At some point today.
Yeah.
If he knows you at all,
right.
He's going to bring some of your stuff up. I promise you.
Are you all worried about the Mets? Honestly, are you? I'm not.
National League team?
No.
I don't think Astros fans are worried about a whole lot.
No, right. You're right. And they shouldn't be. I just think that you can't buy. You're not buying it like that. You're just not buying. He's bought everybody. Is Verlander and Scherzer, are they staying healthy? At their age, are they staying healthy? I don't know that. And I don't know that, you know.
Verlander stays pretty healthy unless he had that one little arm thing that cost him
two years. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he looked like a horse last year.
He did look like a horse last year. I loved him. Now, not so much.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
But I don't hate him like Gerrit Cole.
No.
Like Gerrit Cole left, I'm like, what a little bitch.
Yeah.
And then Justin's like,
hated that he put that
dude.
Boris head on
yeah,
right after.
Like right after trying to flex. I'm a Scott Boris clan, so I'm officially not an Astro. I don't have to answer your questions. Like, bro, we're all mad right now. You just lost the World Series.
Yeah,
and we all wanted you in.
No, AJ lost that World Series. He had Cole sitting there, and if I was Cole, I'd have been pissed too.
Yeah, we were pissed.
Yeah, we were all pissed.
Yeah.
And he was pissed at the organization that he's sitting there.
Whatever.
He had his chance to win a World Series.
Give up more home runs.
And AJ screwed it.
Give up more home runs this year.
All right. Because they had the juice ball. That's why. If I'm Cole, I'm like, wait a minute. You're juicing balls for Judge, but they're juiced for me too. All right.
That guy's not a real one. He's talented, but he gets nervous. And
who,
he has
Cole?
Yeah. Cole's not Verlander.
Their rotation now is better than the Astros. I don't know if you heard.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you heard.
I'm glad all these things are played on paper.
Who
it's
wants?
Funny, it's funny when they put the paper away and you got to play games what happens.
Yeah. Who wants Yuli back? Everybody?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
No, I want Yuli. I want Yuli
all
back.
Right, okay,
he's a clubhouse guy.
Hold on,
right?
Hold on. This is what's kind of weird about this because people didn't forget the regular season. I'm gonna take a little poll here. I'm gonna throw two names at you. Okay, who wants by round of applause? Who wants Yuli back? Who wanted Uncle Mike back?
Who wanted?
See, I mean, Uncle Mike didn't play for like four or five months. And people want Uncle Mike back better. And Yuli was just kind of a hero in the postseason.
It was pretty even. You want Yuli in back.
All right, I'll do it in reverse.
Not forget. Wait.
Who wants Uncle Mike back? Who wants Yuli back? Oh, y'all tried to make Yuli feel better. I see. They tried to juice it up a little bit.
If I'm Yuli, I'm like, and Maldonado was all in his feelings, right, when they were talking about Contreras. He puts out the tweet, people forget how soon they forget. I don't forget. Yuli's sitting there going, they already signed Abreu. What are you talking about? I'm already out of here. What are you nuts? And you're all in your feelings because they're talking about Contreras? I want Yuli back. He's a clubhouse guy.
I won't be sad if he comes back.
No. I honestly.
I won't be sad if Yuli comes back. And if he doesn't, then he was a really good Astro. I'll have a lot of happy feelings about Yuli.
Yeah.
But it might be time to get another outfielder.
Well,
you already got another
first baseman. I mean.
No, another, like, he was, what's he going to be? He's going to be a utility guy anyway.
Yeah.
He's going to be Aledmus.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, he'll play whenever.
That's fine.
Of course, Dusty, I wish somebody loved me as much as Dusty loves him.
I know.
Right? So.
I wish somebody loved me as much as Gilbert loves Wendy. That's what I wish.
Yeah.
As much as Gilbert loves your wife.
Wendy wishes I loved her as much as Gilbert loves her. Because Gilbert does. Now, if Jennifer Reyna comes along while Gilbert and Wendy are together, then she's out too. Because Jennifer Reyna. By the way, is Gilbert listening, you think?
I don't know.
I want to shout out Jennifer Reyna. Thank you for coming today.
No, don't do that to him. Do not do that to him. And don't do it to you. Because
Gilbert will be here in 5 minutes, okay?
Hey.
All right, we're going to take a break. I see the Coors Lights on the tables now. Attaboy, Nick. Nick woke up. Hey, big up for Nick. He had to actually get up one day. Okay. How about that? He actually woke up before, like, noon. Okay, so congratulations.
And it's free food for the first hour, isn't it?
It's
is that Nick? Are we free food for
free
the first
food.
Hour? Is that
free,
what that is?
Maybe free
no?
food
yeah,
all
no?
day. Maybe free food all day. Who knows?
We're giving away free food today, Nick. Don't worry about it. We're cooking. We got
he's cooking.
We
he's
got
cooking.
It coming.
He's we got pizzas coming. He's what a job he's doing. We appreciate it. Nick, I called him. Hey, Nick, we need you. It's going to be 20 degrees. We're going to need you. He's like, let's go. And he got all his people here. His people were thrilled. Bar people love bar people love getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Oh yeah.
They love unless they're still up. How many of you do blow all night and you're here this morning?
Yeah.
A few listeners. They love nicely done.
They love going to bed at 4 and waking up at 5:30.
Yeah, waking up at 5:30. So make sure you tip your servers today, okay? We're buying so you can throw some their way. How's that? That's that. All right. We're buying this morning, and you know what we're buying? Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Are the mountains blue? If they're not, let's put them outside, and they'll be blue in no time.
No kidding.
But here, even when it's cold, right, you want to be refreshed. I don't want a beer like the guests, like the brown beers that you go, and it's motor oil. No, I want to feel like I'm refreshed every single time, and that's what I get with Coors Light. I notice everybody has a Coors Light except me. That sucks. My life sucks right now. Did you drink out of this already? You did? Thank you. All I know is this. I am really happy right now. You can't be drunk all day unless you start drinking Coors Light in the morning. So let's go. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Cheers, everybody.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back to Knicks Place, 27-13, Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. We got a full place already, but there's plenty of room for you still to get here. And for those of you missed, well, the onside kick is coming in a little bit, so don't worry, but we will do the onside kick in the parking lot.
We're going to wait until it gets in the 20s.
Yeah, so somebody could scratch up rip their jeans. Yeah. And but it's worth it because you get earrings or something. It's going to be so good. We're going to be playing games throughout, and we want you all to participate. Who can do Flip Cup? Anybody Flip Cup here? Come on, let's go. Come on up.
He's got it. We got one.
Who can Flip Cup?
Rhino.
Come on. Here we go.
Don't act like you haven't played bar games. I know you have.
Okay. Earrings. No, the winner's getting earrings. The winner's getting earrings from Klein's. Mark Klein is giving up some earrings now. This is good. This is good for her, right?
Yeah.
This is good. Are you any good at this? By the way, are you any good at Flip Cup? No, you suck at it. Good. No. And you got to drink. You got to drink it first, and then you got to flip it upside down, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's how it works.
Here we go.
It's the equivalent of a beer.
This is. No, right. Cody cheated you last year.
Well, Cody's also a pro.
Yeah, no, Cody's a pro cheater. Remember, he got. Cody cheated last year.
Oh, I was sick last year.
Oh, you were there. Cheated. Cody. Kind of doing like this and put the cup.
Oh, he was
one of them. He cheated. Yeah, he cheated.
Oh, that's not right.
Let's go.
That's wheelhouse tactics. Here we go. What's your names, guys?
And Clarence.
Yep.
Let's go. Dallas and Clarence are gonna. This is great radio too for everybody in their cars.
Yeah. Play some up tempo music like some type of
Benny Hill.
We're on a race
like Benny Hill
bump 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 bump
or just some clown music whatever. Are you guys ready? You drink the beer, you flip the.
So
cup.
We have five. We
Who
have,
you got as your favorite? Here?
We have sick Clarence.
Yeah.
Dallas already said he can't play.
Dallas sucks at this already.
I mean, Clarence is like minus 350.
Ready. Clarence, you ready?
We got six cups of beer.
3, 2, 1, go. All right, drinking
down
the beer.
The first. That was
now
an easy
let's
one.
See if they can flip it up. And this is going to take a while. There's six of them.
Oh, no. Man,
let's maybe do two.
Oh, boy.
These guys suck at this.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Dallas.
Look at Dallas. Dallas is the underdog is kicking ass. He's got one.
Oh, no.
Two.
That's two in the books.
Clarence,
I'm going to lose so much money.
Clarence, what? Hey, you're off.
Relax, Clarence. Relax.
Clarence.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself.
Your Flip Cup offseason sucked. You did nothing, okay?
You're putting too much pressure
on yourself.
You did
not train. You are. It's real. You're the Zach Wilson of Flip Cupping
now.
Hold
on.
There
it is. Hey, here we go. 2-1.
All right, 2-1.
2-1.
Let's see. Here we go.
There's Clarence looking
Clarence
for number
got one in.
That's two.
That, oh, oh it's all tied two. Up now.
All tied up.
All tied up
he's got
now.
His rhythm
two.
Now. He's got his rhythm.
Yeah. He's really, really started slow.
Oh, he's oh the, he sees it. Oh. Now Clarence is going to come from behind.
Davis now. With a. Now, oh. Look at Davis Mills.
I thought it was Dallas.
Well, it's, he's now Davis.
Yeah,
he's you been started on, fast and
he's
really
been
sucked.
On the same one. Well, that's not Davis Mills, is it?
Yeah, well, yeah, he always falls apart in the
here's
fourth quarter.
Here's my guy, Clarence.
Clarence
here's
is
my
now
guy,
taking
Clarence
over.
Taking over. He's got. He oh, good. This guy just.
Well, here we go, Dallas.
Hey, wait, hey, get that off the ground.
Let's go, Dallas.
We're now to number four.
Oh, this is crappy radio. Cup,
oh, no. Dallas's underdog is now.
Now leading?
Yes, he's leading. Oh,
oh
no.
One more to go.
He's
Dallas
got one more to
with
go.
An upset in the making. Look
oh,
at
Clarence
Dallas.
Just made one.
Oh, here we go. Here we Dallas. Go Clarence. Clarence has got two. Dallas has got one to go.
Oh!
He did it. Dallas with the upset of the year.
Pay that man his earrings.
Both they both get earrings. You get the bigger ones. You get the pick.
Hey.
He's going to take the big ones. Those are going to look great on
Hoops.
You, Dallas.
Hoops.
He's going to wrap it. Okay, how about that?
Abby,
nice. Clarence, you did
something.
Too. Nicely done. Way to embarrass yourselves. Clarence. Oh, my God.
What'd he say?
You need a better table.
Oh, it's a table?
Oh, it's the table's fault?
Oh, it's the table.
That's awful.
Zach Wilson needs a better football.
Hey, this is, hey everybody. Courtney put everything together today.
Yeah.
Big ups. Big ups. She's pregnant. Okay. Big ups for that. Having sex? Congratulations.
She does things? Is
she
that what you're
going to
say?
I didn't say that. All I'm pretty sure now she has sex. That's all I know. So congratulations to Courtney. She, all the giveaways that we had, Courtney put it all together. She set all of this up. So she's wonderful. And come on over and I don't know, enter to win a koozie or some crap. I don't know.
Just grab one. You just can grab one for your beer.
No, we got we enter to win. We are at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. The party is all day long here, but from 7 to 10 is when you get all your free Coors Light. Well, we're buying the Coors Light. I don't want TABC after Nick. We are actually buying them. So we're buying them from Nick, and he's going to be here. We're going to be here all day long with our shows. He's got a huge New Year's Eve party that is going to be here from 9 until midnight. You're going to stop at midnight? We're going to stop? Oh, we're going to keep going. Yeah. No, as soon as midnight comes, everybody out of here. Oh, the free – oh, free food. Okay, how about that? That's what he's going to do. He's going to have buffet, champagne toast, drink specials, no cover. Can we do the champagne like we did when the World Series? Remember? We were sitting in the middle here, me and my boys, and Nick – we go, hey, Astros 2017 – and Nick, we need champagne to party with. Yeah, okay, here's champagne. We sprayed it all over. It took Nick weeks to get it all out. It all in here, all out. Cleaned up. We cleaned the place up, actually, though. We cleaned the place up. Okay, you should thank us. He's open Christmas Eve tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 10. Tomorrow you're open? Open at Christmas Eve. Christmas Day opens at noon. When you're sick of your families, you come to Nick's Place. It's all right, because by noon, you're out. Okay, I got to go get drunk. And then New Year's Day opening at noon. He's got all the bowl games, NHL, NBA, everything. You're going to have to pack the YouTube package next year, huh? Does that change it for you? Is it going to be harder?
Direct no, TV? The NFL's negotiating a separate thing for bars and restaurants.
Oh,
it's
really?
Completely separate.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, nice.
Because
nice.
They can make more money that way.
Yeah, right.
It's a separate rights.
Yeah,
thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's,
no,
that's
I'm
your,
not joking.
That's your greedy league. The XFL, it's all free for you people.
Because no one's paying.
Go Roughnecks, right?
Roughnecks.
Roughnecks. How do you – oh, what? That's not funny, okay? I have a feeling y'all are making fun of me. Okay?
For years, okay. For years, John would mess with Mark Vandermeer about rock and roll. Yeah. Houston or whatever, rock
right.
and roll,
hey.
Texans.
Right, listen.
Now you've got Roughnecks.
Listen,
he had Roughnecks.
Mark had to get okay. Name one rock and roll moment. Okay, name one this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah. Name one.
Who'd they beat?
The Jaguars.
Yeah. You mean the hottest team
yeah,
in football?
Right, football?
The hottest team in football beside the Lions. The Jaguars and Lions, hottest teams of football. That was something I expected to say today.
No, but we found out the Jets are who we thought they were, right? So crown their ass. They are who we thought they were. They suck. And I should have won my bet against my buddy. I had the Texans winning more games than the Jets this year. I missed it by that much.
So close, man.
Man, do they
suck. If a couple things broke your way.
Yeah, like six games.
Yeah.
If six games broke my way, we'd be tied.
If they had just not played the second half against the Raiders.
What a bunch of suck. Anyway, 727, we got to take a break here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When y'all get arrested for DUI on the way home, put this number in your phone. 713-839-9955. The Morley Law. Make the call, Morley Law, okay? And the Morley Law Firm will help you out on this deal. No, listen, whatever it is that you need, it sucks to need a lawyer. Nothing against lawyers, but if something bad has happened, if I need a lawyer, something bad has happened, and that sucks. I'm getting a divorce. Sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes it's not. If you get charged for a crime, whether you committed it or not, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you need a lawyer for, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. They've been great. When you get a free advice from the Morley Law Firm, all you got to do is make the call, Morley Law. Start the process. They will hear what your case is. If you've got a frivolous lawsuit, they can't help you. But if you've got a real case, the Morley Law Firm is going to be there for you, and they've got expertise in so many different areas. So if you're looking for that lawyer, it's the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, grab you one. Hey, guys, you see this up here? How many of you dip? How many of you chew tobacco? Come on up and get your free Can't Stand Do Blend. The guys are here. Whatever flavor you want. Got all the flavors here. Free. Take whatever you want, because I want you to stop with the dipping. You're gross. Your girlfriend hates it. Your wife hates it. Or they both hate it.
Or your friends who accidentally drank from the bottle that you were spitting in.
That's gross. Okay, they throw that out and grab you some of this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Ryan, I'll get in here. Get you some. That's in. Whatever. Wait, there's all kinds of flavors. Grab what you want. Grab a good one. I'm dipping right now the Ice Mint. It's fabulous. And, Lance, I'm healthier right now.
Right now.
Because of it.
Literally right
now.
I
have CBD flowing through my veins.
Your joints and your everything feels great, right? You're moving around good?
Man, when I get home, Wendy, watch out.
Shoulder good?
Okay. Because here I come. Listen, this is the only way to go. It's unbelievable. You go to 975dip.com. But you come here today, we got Wayne and Chase brought samples for everybody. Come on up and grab your samples. Canisters, you got five canisters in each of these things. Let's go. Let's go. Come on up and grab them. And when you get here, if you're on the road right now, make sure you grab and try it. It's fantastic. I don't dip, and this is just great. It's just great. It's got the same sensation you got in your lip, everything. It's awesome. And everybody else, come on up. If you haven't grabbed your ESPN T-shirts, come on up and grab your T-shirt up here, because we got free T-shirts for everybody as well. Here, Courtney, can we put this on where everybody can get to it? That's great. Thank you. Let's go.
What's up, virgins?
Hey, what's up, virgins? Dustin, his sources is here. Let's go. Is Lamont showing up today? He better get here today. Everybody better get here today.
His ribs are boiling.
He's boiling ribs today?
Yeah, he's boiling his ribs today. He'll be here after the ribs are done.
Did you grab a canister? Did you try it yet?
I got it right here.
Well, let's go. Put it in. Put a little dip between your teeth and gums.
Hey, do you remember when there were
Greg Cosell's here.
I want to bring Greg in. He's the NFL analyst, senior producer at NFL Films. He's been with us the entire year. We're at our Christmas party here at Nick's place in front of a live crowd. And Greg, you know, I remember reading an article, and it was just something on some some site, some fan site that had this last year. And the title of the article is it too early to call Trevor Lawrence a bust? And that entire article was in a synopsis, the problem with the idea of 24-hour sports coverage, because we just can't let things develop organically. And Trevor Lawrence now, when you're looking at him, he's thrown for almost 3,700 yards now. He's going to go over 4,000 yards. He's 24 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, quarterback rating of 96 in year two. Trevor Lawrence is now looking like the player, at least for me personally, that I thought the player that I thought he could be coming out of college. And it takes a while, doesn't it, Greg? I mean, I want you to just talk about the fact that the pro offenses, I know there's elements of college offenses now in the pros, but playing against a pro defense, going from a college offense, that is a transition. It takes time, and for some guys, they won't even be able to make it.
And that's very true. And, you know, I think there's so many variables, Lance, when you talk about the development of a quarterback. And each one is case by case. You know, you can always look at a guy, and you and I do this, and see a guy's talent. You know, everyone can look at Zach Wilson, for instance, and say, wow, he's got light athletic feet and he's got a live loose arm. Those are the easy parts of it. You know, I think when we all looked at Trevor Lawrence, we saw a guy that had good talent, good mobility, you know, and then, what happens when he gets to the NFL? And you make a great point about defense in the NFL, because one thing that is immediately different for NFL quarterbacks from the college game is just the hash marks and how that changes everything about how defenses line up and pressure. Because pressure in college is not a big factor. First of all, it has to be shown so quickly because the hash marks are so wide. In the NFL, because the hash marks are closer and the large majority of the game is played inside the numbers, not outside the numbers, you have all these pressure concepts that are really difficult to understand and comprehend and react to in the time that you need to react to them. I remember speaking to Kevin O'Connell when he came out of San Diego State, now that, you know, obviously the head coach of the Vikings. And I remember Kevin telling me when he first got to New England as, I guess, a third round pick, he said, man, it looked to me like there were 15 defenders on the field. You know, everything about the NFL game is different than the college game. Just because there are some route concepts that are the same, I mean, you guys know there's not 1,000 route concepts, so route concepts are route concepts, but it's just the symmetry and the balance on the field changes dramatically.
How much of that is because of the hash being different?
I think that, you know, when I wrote the book with Jaworski years ago, it's probably 10, 11 years, I didn't actually do the writing, but I did all the interviews and all the research, and I probably spoke to about 75 to 100 coaches and players. And I was really fortunate to talk to Bill Belichick for almost 2 hours on the phone. And one of the things I've never forgotten that he told me, he said, you know, in the off season, I visit a lot of my college friends because I'm trying to learn more, see what they do, see if I can incorporate that. And he said, when it comes to offense and the passing game in particular, I always came away feeling like a lot of those things were not necessarily applicable because of the hash marks. Because the hash marks totally changed the nature of passing games, college versus the NFL. And that has always stuck with me.
Greg Cosell, brought to you by Nick's Place here, 2713 Rocky Ridge. That's where we're at this morning, our Christmas party. Greg, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You know, you don't give up on Trevor Lawrence, and that was a good thing. I have a feeling the Jets have it's over for Zach Wilson, no?
Yeah, it could be, and I'm not going to sit here and say it is or it isn't, because that's always a hard thing to say. But, you know, and I don't know, none of us know what goes on in the building, but to me, when you have a young quarterback, I think one of the most important things, and I think, Lance, you would probably agree with this, I think you really need to bring a coach in that has an NFL resume, whether he's a former quarterback who has an NFL resume, or whether he's just a coach who's done it at the NFL level, which they did, in fact, because of Greg Knapp. And unfortunately, that was a tragedy. And since then, you know, that's not been the case. I think you need, you know, you basically need to sit Zach Wilson down and start from the beginning. And when I say the beginning, we're not interested in, hey, we're going to line up in a 2x2 set, and if they're playing man, you work this side. If they're playing zone, you work this side. That's 3 months down the road. I'm talking about taking the snap, dropping back, planting your back foot, being on balance, throwing with a firm base. I'm talking about starting from scratch. That's what he needs.
Man, do you You know, I also think one of the problems with Zach Wilson is if you've got a guy that the locker room likes, and if you've got a guy who is, you know, fully bought in and a guy who's got leadership qualities and has, like, you know, for example, here in Houston, Davis Mills. I think Davis Mills has a lot of the intangibles. I think the intangibles are fine with Davis Mills. I think the teammates like him. I think he understands how to be a pro, all of that stuff. It's maybe a little easier to continue to try to give a guy a chance. But if you have someone that you wonder if they can be someone who players rally around and can be a leader of
right.
If they don't feel that way about their quarterback, whether you're in year two or year four, I don't think you're ever going to have confidence in a guy.
And you could well be right. And again, for us, a lot of this is what we hear, and I'm always
right.
leery. It's like when people say to me, well, is he a leader? And I always say to people, man, you got to be with a guy every day to know that. You know, we all hear about Zach Wilson. I don't really want to comment on that because I don't know. But you're 100% right. If that's truly the case, then it becomes very difficult for a quarterback to win over the locker room.
When that's in a general, I'm just making that comment
yeah.
in a very general sense. If a quarterback doesn't have the locker room after, you know, into
yep.
the second year, if you don't feel confident with that, you may be less inclined to give them a lot more room to navigate in this day and age. You change quarterbacks faster, you change head coaches faster. That's just the way it
you're
works.
Right. And everyone sees how the quarterback works. And I don't mean just the hours. Hours are one thing, you know. Hey, there's a lot of people that put in a lot of hours, and the hours aren't super productive. You know, it's how you work in those hours. And I think every teammate sees that, and we certainly can't speak to Zach Wilson or any other quarterback, but I think that's a major part of it. Look, I'm in Philly. I'm not in their building, but because I'm closer to the organization, I hear what Jalen Hurts does. And Jalen Hurts has won over everybody in the building, not only with just his core personality, but the manner in which he goes about doing his job. And that shows up to everybody in the building.
Greg Cosell brought to you by Next Place here, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Come on up. We are hanging out this morning for our Christmas party, our last show of the year. So get on up here, and we'll buy your Coors Lights up until 10 o'clock here. Greg, the Cowboys, I mean, nobody's thrown more interceptions than Dak since week 7, and their defense doesn't look the same. What's going on in Dallas?
Yeah, you know, I've been giving that a lot of thought this week because, you know, this is a question I'm getting asked because Dak Prescott, you know, people think Dak Prescott's the problem. I would answer it this way, and again, I've watched every Cowboy game on tape, including the games Cooper Rush played. I don't think the Cowboys are particularly talented on offense. And I think maybe because they're the Cowboys, people just assume that they are. But, you know, they've got Pollard, who gives you a lot of juice in the run game, and he'll get 1,000 yards. You got Zeke, who's kind of evolved now over the course of his career into kind of a grinder. So they can run the ball reasonably well, and Pollard does give you the explosive big plays. And he's a good receiver, so he's a back that fits today's NFL. But now when you start to look at their receiving core, I'm not sure what's there. I think CeeDee Lamb is their number one, but I don't think CeeDee Lamb is a number one. I think if you look down the list of wide receivers who are those guys, CeeDee Lamb would not be in that conversation. He's a good player. I don't want it to come across like he's not a good player. But CeeDee Lamb works a lot out of the slot. They move him around a lot. He's their motion movement receiver. He's a good player. He's their number one. But since Gallup has come back, he's not been what he was prior. They really don't have a number three of true value. They keep looking for one. They drafted Fajoko out of Stanford 2 years ago, Tolbert out of, I guess, South Alabama this year, and he hasn't really played very much. And Dalton Schultz in their offense is a highly targeted player, but Dalton Schultz is not a top five tight end in the league if you just look at talent. So I don't think they're particularly talented on offense.
Greg Cosell with us here on ESPN. You're in Philly. You just, you know, we know that. You watch
right.
all the games. I don't know how much you care about this, but the Pro Bowl, did Javon Hargrave and James
I didn't even
Bradbury,
look at the Pro Bowl. Who made it? Did Hargrave
well, they
not
didn't,
make the Pro Bowl?
Hargrave, you've seen all the film. Hargrave
yeah.
and Bradbury didn't make it, and that's what got a lot of people, you know, talking a little bit yesterday about those two getting snubbed.
Well,
what do you think about their
games
this year?
They're going to have four guys with 10 or more sacks this year. That's never been done in the history of the NFL. So, you know, it's not likely all four guys are going to make the Pro Bowl. I mean, I think Josh Sweat is an absolutely terrific player. I mean, I can make the argument that Josh Sweat's their best defensive lineman based on tape study, and he did not make the Pro Bowl. Is that correct?
No,
yeah,
he did not.
He did not, yeah.
Yeah, and I think the tape tells you he's their best defensive lineman. But, you know, he may not be a name to a lot of people. So, that doesn't necessarily mean anything to me. Hargrave has had a really, really good year as well. So has Reddick. I mean, guys have... This is a really good D-line. I spoke to a coach a couple of weeks ago that played the Eagles and said everything with their defense starts up front. This is a really, really good D-line. So four guys are not going to make it, but I know it means something to them because they probably get bonuses based on that, but that it doesn't mean anything to me.
Right. No, absolutely.
You know what? And by the way, you and I talked about medicals on players and stuff like that when we were talking about Carlos Correa. Josh Sweat is a guy who was off the board for a lot of teams because of medical.
Yes.
A lot of people said this guy will not be able to play in the NFL. It's just too many medical red flags. And here he is playing at a Pro Bowl level. So it's interesting, Lance, I'm sure you
remember – you watched him at Florida State just as I did. First of all, he played in a four-point stance, and they lined him up inside a lot. And the first thing after I watched five plays of him, I said, well, first of all, that's not going to happen in the NFL. He's not going to be in a four-point stance, and he's not going to be playing like, you know, a three technique or a two. You know, he's not going to be doing that. And he limped his last year at Florida State. You could see him dragging that leg, as I'm sure you recall.
People thought that, I had a scout tell me, yeah, you can ride him up, give him whatever grade, but just know that there's a good chance he's going to fail all physicals.
Well, he lost a lot of money. Maybe he should sue and call the Daspit Law Firm.
Well, here's the thing with the Daspit Law Firm. We're going to take a break right now with Greg Cosell because I want to tell you about, and we're going to come right back with him, talk some more football, but John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm, he's been great for us. He's the one that, he stepped up to sponsor Roger Clemens and made a big contribution to Roger's foundation. Roger joined us through the playoffs. And John's like, hey, let's do it throughout the year next year. And so Daspit wants to keep on going. He had Glenn Davis on with us. He's been involved with the NIL, University of Houston basketball and football. And he's somebody who takes care of people on the local level with in terms of if you've ever been hurt. If you have been injured and need justice for yourself because no one else is looking out for you, John Daspit will. I can promise you whoever injured you, a lot of times if it's been at work or if it's been an 18-wheeler or maybe it's been a refinery blast, whatever the case may be, there's insurance out there that their sole job, the lawyers, is for the insurance to make the smallest payout possible. And John Daspit's job is to counter that and fight for you. And that's exactly what he's going to do. Lost wages, time out of work, pain, suffering, physical therapy, hospital bills, whatever it is, he's going to make sure that you do not have to come out of pocket for that. It's the Daspit Law Firm. Daspit Law, DASPIT Law.com, 713-322-HURT.
ESPN 97.5.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just
live from Nick's place for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Welcome back to a radio show disguised as a drinking party here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. All the Coors Lights, baby, we're buying. So get here in a hurry. I see everybody's got buckets of Coors Lights. I can't be happier. This is the best way to start a holiday season with Coors Light, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Greg Cosell is with us as we head down the stretch in the NFL season. Greg, your biggest... I mean, the Lions aren't that big a surprise, are they? We thought that...
A little bit.
No, what they did this offseason, a lot of people were high on what they've been doing. They had a nice, really nice draft. I mean, this is who they thought we thought they would be. They were supposed to be pretty good, a better football team anyway. You got some surprises or some disappointments this year, Greg?
Ooh, I normally don't think like that, just so you know. But just to pick up on what you said with the Lions, I think they would be considered a surprise. I mean, I think most people probably thought that Jared Goff is just a guy, playing quarterback, and that his style doesn't really fit today's NFL because he's not a second reaction player. He's not going to make a lot of plays outside of structure. But I think what they've done is, in some ways, what McVay did with him with the Rams is they played to what he is. Play action is a major part of what they do, and I'm talking about old school play action where he's under center, and that's a strength of his game. And, you know, one thing about play action under center is keep in mind that that is a little tougher for second level defenders because it takes longer to get to the mesh point because the quarterback obviously has to come from under center before he shows the ball to the running back. And so therefore second level defenders, even pass rushers, depending on the nature of the run fake, they can't necessarily just get vertical and rush the quarterback right away. And Goff has been outstanding with what I would call conventional play action, and that's a major part of their pass game. And when Jared Goff is secure in the pocket, I mean, he throws the ball really, really well. I mean, he was a number one pick for a reason. He throws the ball really, really well. And I think Aaron Glenn and that defensive staff have done a really good job evolving through the course of this season without changing their overall approach, which they want to be man coverage and pressure. But early in the season, they were almost doing it too much and getting burned. And I think they've evolved a bit to the point where that's still their foundation, but they're a little more selective with how they do it, and they've improved.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is they've built an offensive line that really
yes.
has made it possible to run the football with two different
yep.
running backs, have made it possible to protect. I know the Texans have really made that a priority, and it's come along with mixed results, but the Lions have gotten results fairly quickly, and I think that's really been the key. You got to build the trenches, and they've done a really nice job of building trenches over there.
I think that's a great point because their O-line, you know, everybody speaks about the Eagles, and the Lions have a really good O-line with a good number of high picks, right, Lance? I mean, Sewell
yeah.
and Decker were first-rounders. Yep. Ragnow, was he a first or a second-rounder?
I think Frank Ragnow was a second, I believe.
Yeah,
was
but even...
Even,
you know, the kid I really liked when he came out and he became a starter right from day one was the Jackson kid from Ohio State who had transferred from Rutgers.
Yep.
I really liked him, and he became a quality starter literally from day one.
Greg Cosell with us here on ESPN 97.
Yeah, Frank Ragnow was a first also.
First rounder, yeah.
So they've got three first rounders on their offensive
yeah.
line, right?
And they're playing like it.
Well,
yeah.
The key is to get the right good guys, though, in the first, because there's, you know.
No question, but the point yeah. is I think all three guys were thought of that way. Lance, correct? I mean, look, obviously not everybody makes it. We
yeah.
know that. But none of those guys would have been considered reaches.
No. Ragnow was an athletic big guy. You had Taylor Decker, who was, you know, definitely a first-round pick, and, of course, Penei Sewell we knew
yeah.
about. So, you know, one of the – sometimes it's also timing, when timing of your needs meets a good opportunity in the draft. The Texans, one of the stories of the Texans, Greg, has been just bad luck. Like, you just haven't had the luck to get the draft picks that you wanted. The Texans drafted in a year where – you know, they had David Carr to start the organization off, but it just wasn't a good quarterback draft that year. You had,
yep.
in the year they drafted Titus Howard, it was a bad – Andre Dillard was one of the picks, Juwan James.
And he was a first-round pick.
He was a
yeah.
first-round – but it was just not – it just was not – like, it didn't match up with needs. It wasn't a good tackle draft the year they took Titus Howard. He's been okay, but – sometimes it needs to align. Your needs, your priority
yeah.
needs
yeah.
need to align with it happens to be a good year. I'll give you an example. Offensive line this year is not going to be good in the draft. It's not a year to need offensive line this year. Not any kind of depth, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to it yet. Obviously, you do it
yeah.
more all year round than I do, so I don't know. But yeah, that's a great point. And look, you talk about luck. Look what happened with the Lions. Obviously, a lot of people, when the Bengals took Chase, a lot of people said, oh, that's a terrible pick. They need offensive linemen. But they took Chase, who's kind of turned out okay for them, and that
yeah.
allowed Sewell to be taken by the Lions. You know, so, you know, sometimes
everybody.
That kind of stuff happens.
Absolutely. Greg Cosell with us, brought to you by Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge and West Hummer. Greg, we've got record cold throughout the league this week. Is it as simple as who can run the ball better when it's this cold, or is it that simple, or is it a little bit more complex.
John, I wish I had an answer for that question. I've been thinking a lot about the Bills-Bears game because obviously the Bills are a better team. But, you know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is a game they could lose, you know, just because I don't know, you know, it's supposed to be, I guess, 20 below with the wind chill in Chicago. You know, can you drop back Josh Allen 45 times in a game in weather like that? I don't know the, you know, I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know the answer to these questions. But, you know, the last thing the Bills want to have happen is all of a sudden in the fourth quarter it's 13-10 in one play and you lose the game.
Absolutely. And the Bears can run. And not only can they run with Justin, but they've got the running game that the Bills don't have. With the
right.
Running backs, right.
Although last week I was, and I don't think it's going to change the overall philosophy of the Bills. But when they needed that game winning drive, I guess they got the ball with close to 6 minutes to go. There were 7 Singletary runs, I believe. I can't remember the exact number, but they were very methodical and patient on that final drive last week when they had the game-winning field goal, you know, as time expired. And they ran the ball. They didn't just drop back and throw it. Now, again, it had started to snow. I don't know if that was a factor or not in your ability to throw it, but they ran the ball. And to me, that was a really, really positive sign for them. But, again, whether that's something they now will continue to do, I really can't answer that question. You know, I don't know what they're going to do as they go down the stretch. Yes, it was 7 Singletary runs for 36 yards on that drive. It was a methodical, patient drive.
Absolutely. And then Josh can run whenever he wants. All right, before you go, you've watched so much more NFL football than maybe anybody ever. Have you ever seen a finish like that Raiders game?
That was crazy. No, not that I recall. You know, it was just, you know, one of those things. But I can't recall seeing one like that. And I would imagine that the most surprised guy in the building was Chandler Jones.
Yeah.
You don't expect to make a play there, do you?
Yeah,
he was just standing there right near Mac Jones, and all of a sudden the ball's thrown to him, you know. He certainly was not expecting that.
No, neither was Mac.
No. And by the way, Mac Jones is, and again, there's always so many reasons for a lot of things, guys. You guys know that, you know, and everybody wants one sexy answer. But Mac Jones has really struggled this year. And I know everybody's just ripping Matt Patricia and all, but, you know, it's always way more than that. But he's really had a hard time with basic stuff.
Yeah, he really has. And it's, I don't know. It's funny. So there's different types of quarterbacks can win in different ways. And so there's a variety of ways to build a team based on your quarterback strengths and weaknesses. But, man, that's the thing is, if you have that element like Jalen Hurts does of being able to beat a team with secondary movement and the ability to even call plays to run, and Josh Allen too. We saw Josh Allen put the entire game on his back last week. It's just that's something Joe Burrow can't do, for example. That's not going to be a Joe Burrow element to his game. That's not going to be a Mac Jones. There's only certain quarterbacks that can do it. It just adds such a level of value if they're also – now, Justin Fields isn't a good passer right now, but if he develops into one, that just elevates the level of danger that you offer a team.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to throw great in a game to still get a win.
No, and then it's funny you mentioned Josh Allen, because you know what? Josh Allen will be the kind of quarterback, Lance, he'll always miss a few here and there. You know, that's just who he is. But then he'll do other things that are special that other guys can't do.
All right, that's Greg Cosell joining us every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Greg, we appreciate it, man. The people appreciate you. Happy holidays to you and yours, and we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, guys, go easy. It's 8 o'clock in the morning where you are, you know?
No. Go easy, he told you.
Hey, you can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning, Greg. All right?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know?
That's right. 5 in the morning in California.
See you guys.
It's 5 in the morning. See you, Greg.
Yeah,
we
see you,
Greg. All right, y'all. You ready? We got another contest here. We're going to do orange.
Trash can.
You got to hold. Do we have any Catholic girls here? You got to hold the orange between your knees.
This is where I scan to make sure no one brought like young daughters. I always have to do this at the party. No,
so if you're good at keeping your knees together, but you know when you were younger, then you can do this. You got to carry the orange to the other trash can and drop it in there, right? With your knees, you can't touch it. Okay, so come on up. We need contestants. We will do this when we come back, but we need a couple contestants. What are you giving away, Mark? Oh, look at these earrings, pearl earrings. All right, she's going to love them, guys. You come on up here and win them. Pardon me? Second place gets Texas, two Texas Bowl tickets.
Not Texans, Texas
no,
Bowl.
No, Texas Bowl.
All right.
Two tickets to the Texas Bowl. Third place gets four tickets to the Texas Bowl.
That's the Texans joke.
Oh, that's a Texas joke.
You're supposed to say that, yeah.
No. It's Texas Tech versus Ole Miss. So that's going to be a good game, actually. That'll be nice. So Mark Klein is giving away these earrings. So we need two contestants. Come on up. While we are doing that, I want to talk about Chastain Ford. I got my expedition out here. I just found out that my new F-150 is coming next month. It's already built. It'll be here before the end of January, and I can't wait. Look, you build your own however you want it, and I built mine the way that I wanted it. Right now, though, the end of the year, you've got this week and next to take advantage of this. 2022 Ford Explorers in stock, $5,000 off at 2.9% APR for 60 months. This is ridiculous. You see the interest rates. You can't get 2.9. How about this? 2022 F-150 XLT, $8,000 total savings plus 1.9% APR for 60 months. They are doing stuff that other dealerships aren't. The other dealerships are marking up. The other dealerships are adding on. They want you to put this on there and that on there and buy something that you don't want. That's not happening at Chastain Ford. These people have integrity. They've been doing it forever. Over 80 years have the Chastains been in Houston selling Fords. And listen, if you're looking for the best way to get that Ford car or truck, there's only one way. They got them in stock right now, or you can order online at ChastainFord.com or get to the dealership at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.